Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Get the Friday song on the Extra Point Show. I'm not used to this. I remember when I was still producing and I would play it for Sal. Now I actually get it as a host. That's pretty cool. I think that earns a pretty special moniker. Is that right, Josh?
Hey, it's the Friday song. We all got to celebrate and you get a little extra celebration.
Yeah, I guess so. Very good. Well, welcome in on this Friday morning here on WGR Sports Radio 550. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Brayton Wilson back in the captain's chair with you once again on this Friday. Happy unofficial first day of summer. I think the summer officially begins at like 8:57 tonight. So, I mean, it's not the first full day of summer, but it's technically the first day of summer. So, anyway, joined once again this morning by our own Paul Hamilton, who's in his home studios, his luxurious home studios. Paul, how are you enjoying this morning so far with summer on the horizon right now?
Well, I woke up with Jeremy and Joe, so I was able to go on with them bright and early, so that was fun. And then... just getting prepared and everything, and you know, I had to get Rob Ray prepared. You know, he can't do things on his own. You got to get him, you know, ready to roll. So hey, he'll be joining us at 10:30.
Good. Yeah, and I'm very much looking forward to that. We got Rob Ray coming up at 10:30, as Paul mentioned here this morning on the Extra Point Show. Then at 11 o'clock, I did a conversation with Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff, so we'll have that for you, talking NHL draft, also asking him about a number of Sabres prospects and who's noteworthy. And then the rest of the show is open to you. You want to join us and get in on the conversation this morning, the phone number is 803-0550, or you can chime us in toll-free if you need to, 1-888-550-2550. Also, feel free to reach out to us on social media. I'm at Brayton J. Wilson on X, Twitter, still whatever you want to call it. And Paul Hamilton is at PHAM1717. Well, Paul, today's another interesting day, not just because it's the first official day of summer. I mean, tomorrow's the first full day of summer. Today is the first official day.
And don't forget the longest day of the year.
Yes. Yeah, today is technically
the longest day. It's depressing because the days are going to start getting shorter now.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still – over the next – like 6-7 weeks, you're still going to get daylight all the way through until like 9:30, which is still really nice. And then once you hit like September, then it starts to get a little drastically different. But
it was just Christmas yesterday, and we're halfway there. We're halfway back there. Well, 5 days from being halfway there. I mean, it's like come on. We need to slow time down a little bit here.
Listen, Paul.
Time goes through too fast.
Listen, Paul. I'm one who I see the forecast for next week, and I just want to throw myself in an ice bath. I hate the hot weather. I hate the upcoming heat that we're going to have. I'd rather be in Alaska, in the northern part of Alaska at this point of the year.
No, with when we're sitting in single digits, I'll take this heat anytime.
Not me.
It'll be just fine. Well, it's only a couple days in the 90s, isn't it?
Monday through Wednesday is supposed to – hold on, let me bring up the weather because
– I knew Tuesday and Wednesday because I know I'm going to be playing softball in the 90s on Tuesday. So
I'll
live. That's fine.
Let me go to the detailed forecast from the National Weather Service for Buffalo. Monday, near 92 degrees, sunny and hot. Tuesday, sunny, 89. Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 86. And then it dips down Thursday, 83. But, I mean, still, just Sunday even, too, 88 is the high. That's way too hot for me. I'm the type of person where it hits 80 degrees and I'm just ready to just go and just sit right in front of an air conditioner and just spend all day inside.
Well, and
I hate the heat so much.
Next week, a bunch of our colleagues are going to go to a Bisons game together, so that it'll be nice to have good weather for that.
Yeah, well, you guys are playing in the while you guys are enjoying the Bisons game, I'll be enjoying the nice cooler air in Harbor Center because that's when we're playing in the 11.
Well, what are you complaining about? You're going to be in an ice rink.
That's what I'm most excited about, Paul. I'd rather be at the ice rink than be at a Bisons game. No offense to the Bisons because I love the Bisons, but I would rather be inside enjoying the nice cooler conditions. That's for sure.
Well, it's good. It came at a good time, too, because we're going to be there. And I like to, before I do a game for Pat Malacaro when he's on television with Duke McGuire, I like to get a couple of games in scouting, and that's perfect. It's 2 days before I'm doing Saturday's game, so I can not only enjoy the game with our friends from the stations, I will say, I can also do my scouting, too.
And there you go. There you go. And the and going to a Bisons game is always fun. We always love that opportunity. All right, Paul. Well, certainly where I was getting to before, the one other interesting aspect of today, and we could talk about this a little bit later in the show, is the NHL buyout window officially opens today, 48 hours after the Stanley Cup has been awarded to the Panthers. So it's been 48 hours, and teams can now announce their intentions to buy out the contracts of players across the league. So we'll get to that in a little bit because I do want to ask you about one particular potential buyout. But
he was better near the end of the season. I know who you're going to say.
We'll save it.
He was better towards the end of the season. That's what makes it confusing for him.
Well, the one thing that I did want to get to today, Paul, is certainly interesting developments out of Dallas, in particular, the Stars. The Stars yesterday announced the re-signing of Matt Duchene to a four-year deal, and then that puts them in a precarious cap situation because they're sitting right now, let me just pull up their chart, they opened up just under $5 million of money yesterday. But at one point, they only had about $50,000 of cap space before they traded Mason Marchment to the Seattle Kraken for a couple of draft picks. So the Stars, they're in an interesting situation because they have just under $5 million of cap space. They probably are going to let guys like Jamie Benn, Evgeny Dadonov, and Mikael Granlund walk. They have Maverick Bork, who's one of their better young players available. He's a restricted free agent, so he needs a new contract. If they want to re-sign Cody Ceci, who performed admirably for them, he's needing a new contract. He's an unrestricted free agent.
I know Granlund they'd like to bring back. Whether they can or not is a whole different ballgame. But he's one I think they would like to try to figure out. And as long as I interrupted you once.
No, it's okay.
For the people who are roasting the Sabres because, well, Marchment hardly went for anything. You know, why couldn't the Sabres? He had a 10-team no-trade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Buffalo Sabres may have been on that 10-team no-trade as they are on everybody's no-trade? So, I mean, there's plenty of ways if you want to criticize the Buffalo Sabres, but I'm going to defend them on this one. I would almost guarantee you he was on the 10-team no-trade and the Buffalo Sabres then would not be eligible because he couldn't be traded there unless he approved it.
Yeah, and Mason Marchment's a fine player, but is he going to come in and make an impact and be an immediate difference maker for the Sabres? I find that unlikely. He serves a depth role for a team, a good depth role. He's a tough guy. He's hard to play against. He's willing to engage in physical battles and everything. But I don't necessarily think that he would be the type of guy that moves the meter in terms of coming in. But there is one player on that Stars roster who has been talked about as a potential name out on the market if the right deal was available, just because of cap situations. And his situation right now is he's about to head into the final year of his contract. Paul, I definitely want to have the conversation with you this segment with Jason Robertson. Mm-hmm. 25 years old. Over the last several years, he's had good, if not great, offensive stats. In particular, his 22-23 season, he scored 46 goals and had 109 points, and he was a first-team NHL All-Star. He was fourth in Hart Trophy voting, and then the past 2 years, it's been consistent. 82 games played. He's actually played in all 82 games over the last 3 years, so relatively healthy, and 80 points in the last 2 years exactly. 35 goals last year, 45 assists, 80 points. The only stipulation I have is that his postseason production has not been so good over the years. He's kind of been in and out, inconsistent in the playoffs. But other than that, Paul, I know you've talked about this for a while, the Sabres needing to go out and acquire a scoring forward, a scoring winger to add to this group of players. That's it right there. If a guy like Jason Robertson is available, he's on his last year of his contract, his cap hit is $7.75 million. He's the type of player that the Sabres, you take a swing this year with one more year on his contract, and you see where things pan out, and then if it's a right fit down the line, you try to get something done and keep him here long term. I don't see why this is not something that it might be something that's of particular interest for Kevin Adams and Jarmo Kekalainen in the Sabres front office. But to me, this screams absolutely you should take a swing here.
Yeah, and he finally did something in the playoffs, because that's been the knock against him, that he has great regular seasons and then goes away in the playoffs and wasn't great in this year's playoffs until the Edmonton series. He scored 4 goals in the last 3 games against Edmonton, and in the 5-game series had 4 goals and an assist for 5 points. So he did come through. He was pretty much the only Dallas Star that came through against Edmonton. Other guys kind of went to sleep, other guys who had been producing, but certainly didn't in that series against Edmonton. So, that was good to see from him, you would say. But he definitely would be a player that, if I were the Buffalo Sabres, I would be totally interested in. He would fill the bill for what you're talking about in a top 6 forward. He's not awful defensively. His numbers are fine when it comes to, defensively, because, some players who score a lot of goals or get a lot of points, and J.J. Paterka would be into that category, are not good defensively. I would not put Robertson in that category of not good defensively. I think he's fine in his own end, and he's a winger. I mean, Buffalo has centers, and, a lot of guys available or could be available or might be centers, and I'm not saying you don't go after any centers, but, it would be nice to get a winger like that where you could put in. To me, I think you got to get Zach Benson right now out of your top 6. That doesn't mean forever.
Right.
But I just don't think he's a top 6 forward yet in the National Hockey League. I think he has the potential to be. It's not like I hate his game or anything like that, but I think right now they could be a much better hockey team if he wasn't in their top 6 and you replaced him with a much better player like a Robertson, who, by the way, is right now 25 years old. Next month will be 26.
Mm-hmm.
So to get a player who's 26 years old, now he's going to cost you soon. Not right away, but soon. But it's the price of doing business when you're trying to get better and trying to get into the playoffs, and I think this player is somebody that can help you do that if Dallas is not able to sign him, re-sign him.
Yeah, and it seems it feels to me sort of like a type of trade that the Sabres made a few years ago, actually more than a few years ago, time flies, but it feels sort of like the Jeff Skinner sort of situation to me, Paul, because Jeff Skinner was on the final year of his contract in Carolina. There had been talks, and this is talks longer than the trade talks surrounding Jason Robertson, but there had been talks that Carolina was ready to move on from him. He was entering the final year of his contract, and Jason Botterill and the Sabres took a swing on him. They took a swing. They didn't have to really give up much to go get a guy like Jeff Skinner. He put up 40 goals with the Sabres, and then they gave him that big, massive contract. That did he deserve it? Probably not, but
at the owner's orders.
Yes, but you know, it just reminds me of a situation like that where it's you got a guy who's he's still in the prime of his career, 25. He's a 40 goal scorer, proven 40 goal scorer. He's done it twice in his career. One of those years, he put up 46 goals and also 63 assists on top of that. I mean, this is the type of trade that for me, you just scream it from the rooftops, the mountaintops, just screaming to get it done, just because he's the type of guy that the Sabres have been yearning for years. And Jason Robertson is not a small guy either. He's not a Jeff Skinner stature type of guy. Jeff Skinner was small, but he was a you-know-what stirrer. Jason Robertson has got good size. He protects mm-hmm. the puck well. He's got a really, really good shot, and he skates pretty well. I mean,
You watch him on TV, he looks small,
yeah,
but he's not.
He's not, no. 6'3",
I mean, some people, yeah, some people are like, oh, he's 6'3", really? But there's a misconception out there by some that think he's a small player, and he's not.
I mean, it's so fun watching him play from time to time because, yeah, he plays a little bit smaller, but there are other times he just surprises you with his ability to win battles in the corner. All of a sudden, he finds himself out in the front of the net afterwards, and he's all alone in open space. And when he's on his game, he's unstoppable at times. But then, as I mentioned in the playoffs, sometimes he's invisible. Sometimes he's nowhere to be seen. But then again, at the same point, the Sabres haven't been to the playoffs in 14 years. So this is the type of trade, if you make it, you're getting a guy that can produce in the regular season. And if he happens to get you and help you get to the playoffs in the first year, I don't even care if he doesn't produce in the playoffs. And I've said this too, Paul. The Sabres, all they have to do in my book, just get to the playoffs, and if you get swept in four games, I don't even care. You just got to the playoffs, and now you've got yourself a standard that you can set and a bar to beat every single year from there.
Yeah, and just think, you know, I liked the growth of Yuri Kulik last year, especially when they moved him into the center position. I thought, and I've pointed this out many times, one of the reasons I think Yuri Kulik made the jump pretty well is because he was handled correctly. He did play over 100 games in the minors. And I think to myself, can you imagine the improvement we could see in Yuri Kulik if he had Jason Roberts?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ben and Tage Thompson is his wingers. I mean, the sky's the limit. I don't want to say how many goals or points I think Yuri Kulik could get, but I think it would be substantial with two wingers like that. So, I mean, he would make him better. And then you would have, you know, Alex Tuck and Norris. and Paterka, depending on what happens with Paterka, if you can convince him to stay, you know, as your next line. Now I think you've got a very nice top six.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the Puckpedia page for the Sabres right now, and where, I mean, he'd be the second highest cap hit on the team. He's got obviously one more year left on his contract, but the Sabres have a good amount of space. They have $23 million of cap space to make it work. Now, the next question obviously would be, what would a trade with the Stars look like to get a guy like Jason Robertson? And in a situation where the Stars are kind of cap stricken, I don't think you necessarily have to give up as much as maybe you have to think. But, I mean, I could be wrong. I could be overthinking this or whatnot. But to me, this just screams an absolute make that call to Jim Nill. Figure out what it's going to take. And if you can work something out, get it done before the draft. Even if you have to, I mean, would you include the ninth pick? I don't know if you have to, but if that's what it takes, then absolutely. That's the type of player that I would trade the ninth overall pick to go get.
You know what would really help to get him for almost nothing? Goes without saying, you take his full cap hit, but you take on somebody else from the Stars too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you probably don't even want.
Right.
You know, who you're taking their money.
Yeah.
Is basically what you're doing, because the Sabres have room to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you could probably get Robertson for not that many draft picks or young players or whatever. You might have to put a one or two in there. But if you'd be willing to take more money off Dallas's hands where maybe they could sign a Granlund, I think that would be basically you're taking those two salaries. You're doing Dallas a favor by taking those two salaries, and that's basically your trade.
Well, I'm at the Stars Puckpedia page now, Paul. I'm looking at some of their contract situations. They are paying out a decent amount of money for, you know, obviously Mikko Rantanen, $12 million, and they just signed that contract extension. He's under contract through 2033. Tyler Seguin's got one more year left on his deal at $9.85 million.
What if you take him?
What if
Dallas wants you to take him and his full salary? That opens up $9.8 million for them.
Right. And then if things go well, Tyler Seguin can be a piece that you can have to try to push for the playoffs. And then if not, you flip him at the deadline. Maybe get a couple draft picks or something like that in a 2026 draft class that's said to be one of the deeper classes in recent years. So maybe him. I mean, even if you just take off a contract, you're going to laugh at me, Paul, like a contract like Ilya Lyubushkin, $3.25 million over the next 2 years. It's extra money off of your cap, and I mean, I'd be totally fine to take Seguin, but even if they wanted to keep Seguin and then take on, you know, I'd take
any of them. I don't care.
You're right.
As long as you get Robertson out of the deal, I don't care. Whoever they want you to take, I would take.
Yeah.
And take the money, especially if I could get Robertson for a song by taking on that money.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you care to join us here in the discussion, you can contact us about Jason Robertson and your thoughts on who the Sabres might want to acquire. I put up a Twitter poll, X poll, whatever you want to call it. Paul, I don't know. Do you have a preference on what you call it? Is it still Twitter?
I just call it Twitter. Okay. I couldn't care less that it's X.
Yeah. So I put up a Twitter poll. Where are you on Jason Robertson as a potential trade target for the Sabres? You can either choose heck yeah, or that's fine, or pass. And then there's another result if you don't want to. There's a results option if you don't want to vote. You could just check it out. Feel free to give us a call, though. Feel free to chime in on this 803-0550. Let's head out to the phone lines. And Paul, here's a player that's going to be on the minds of people this offseason. Let's go to Jerry in Tonawanda. Jerry, good morning. You're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first time, Paul, having the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you for calling.
Your hockey expertise, and just want to get your thoughts on the Bo Byram discussion. Most of what I'm reading and hearing is that obviously for the right trade that they should trade him, but I guess I'd like to do the counterpoint to that, and then I'd ask you to respond to that. One of the things that they say, so, well, you got three lefties and a high-priced defenseman. And I guess my first response to that is, I read somewhere recently, I don't know how accurate it is, that Darlene prefers to play the right side. And I'm old enough to remember a couple of good offensive defensemen by the name of Bobby Orr and Brad Park that played that right side. And I know the analytics say that when Byron plays with Darlene, he does well. And maybe, you know, it's not so well when he's separated from Darlene. But that's one. And the other thing is, you know, we hear about Owen Power needs a right-handed defenseman to play with. And I agree with, but if you trade Byram and now you get a right-handed defenseman, aren't you in the same place? I mean, you want a top four defense pairing, and now you're back to where you started if you trade Byram. And the other thing, you know, which I appreciate, you know, they're saying, well, Byram wants more of a role. I think you want a guy like that that's looking for more as opposed to someone that just wants to be there. And, you know, with injuries, and I don't even know, like, well, in the second pair, you know, I'm old enough to remember on power plays where they played two offensive defensemen, and why in the second pair you couldn't use Power and Byram together. And I'm just having trouble even understanding. You have an up-and-coming defenseman with fourth overall, played on a Stanley Cup winner. Why even trade for a guy like this in the first place if you're not looking at him, you know, as a long-term answer, perhaps? So I'd like your response to that.
It might not be the Sabres' choice. Byram may have told them that, you know, without a bigger role, he doesn't want to be here. That's been some of the reporting. Elliot Friedman has talked about that. The thing with I basically agree with you. Darlene's fine on the right side. I don't know if he prefers it, but he's fine with it. And I don't know if Byram would be okay with this. But if you tell Byram, look it, we are signing you to be Rasmus Darlene's partner, because analytics tell us he plays extremely well with Darlene and not so well with any of the rest of the guys. So sign him with that in mind, that we are signing Rasmus Dahlin's long-term pair here, and they're going to play together. Darlene can play the right. You're fine that way. My only question would be, is Bo Byram okay with that? If the reason he wants to go is because he can't play the role that he wants. He couldn't do it in Colorado with Makar. He can't do it here with Darlene and Power. He's not going to get any power play time. Would that be enough that he's going to be playing 25 or more minutes a game with Rasmus Darlene as his partner? Would that be enough to convince him to stay? In my opinion, if it is, then I think the Sabres would be crazy not to re-sign him long-term and just sign him that. And then you got to look for Power's partner. As I have said many times, my first choice would be Ekblad. Can you convince him to come to Buffalo? You're going to have to way overpay him, but that's fine. I mean, the salary cap is $95.5 million. Right now, the Sabres only have $70.3 million signed up. That gives them $25 million of cap room with Byram, Levi, Quinn, Bernard Docker, Kulik, Paterka, and McLeod to re-sign. So they've got room to do that if Ekblad would be, and if he's not him, go find somebody else. I mean, Bernard Docker was fine with Power last year, but I don't think that's the solution. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Brayton. I don't know if you agree with that. But if Byram is okay with that, and just I would sign him and say, you are now Rasmus Dahlin's partner.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, Paul, I almost, I don't know. I feel like I'm so torn on this topic with Byram, just because he, to me, screams more of a Buffalo Sabres fit and on the blue line and being that type of defenseman that is a good two-way guy. I know sometimes he struggles in his own end, but to me, he almost fits more of what the Sabres are looking for right now than an Owen Power. But obviously, you spent so much on Power as the number one overall pick a few years back, and you signed him to a long-term contract. And yeah, they're going to look to him as being that second power play quarterback behind Darlene. And if Byron wants that role, good on him. He should be able to, because I think he has that potential to be a really nice asset as a top guy on a team with offensively, defensively, and that's not here right now for him, unfortunately.
And what are the chances Darlene and Power both play 82 games a year?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's an injury, he would be next on the power play and would get the opportunity then.
Right, yeah. And even if the power struggles or if you're looking for a changeup, you easily, I think they've done it already, you easily could just throw Byram up there and say, hey, go change up the complexion a little bit and get a spark for these guys going. I think that's a potential, but if obviously Bowen Byram wants to go get the opportunity to be that number one or number two defenseman elsewhere, then I think that the Sabres should obviously look to do that and then find another solution behind him. And yeah, I hate to do that because I really love Bowen Byram, but at the same point, if he's not happy here and he wants out, then you can't force a guy to stay. You can't force him to sign a contract and all that kind of stuff.
We probably should run because Rob Ray gets cranky when we're late. And yes. This is actually a conversation we can probably pick up with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like.
I'd love to. All right.
Yeah, but he gets cranky if we're late.
Rob Ray coming up next here on the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.